Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the prayer already expressed. We pray, O Lord, that you make us pure within, without, in Jesus' name.
Baba wa ti nbe lorun adupe lowo yin fun adura ti o ti goke to yin wa na asin bebe wi pe ki e so wa di mimo ninu ati lode ni oruko Jesu.
We know this is your desire for us, and this is our desire in you, that we'll be holy, we'll be pure, there will be no blemish, there will be no stain or spot in our hearts, in our lives, so we can see you without any condemnation. Do it for us in Jesus' name.
Oluwa wa mo wi pe eleyi ni aniyan okan yin fun wa bakan na ohun ni edun okan ti wa na ki a le je mimo patapata lai si alebu tabi abawon kankan ninu aye wa eleyi ti yo je ki o rorun lati ri ni ikeyin aye wa a n gbadura pe ki e se le fun wa ni oruko Jesu.
We know this is the most essential, important thing in our lives, so we'll be able to spend eternity with you at peace. Therefore, Lord, we pray that you'll help us to abandon all distractions and have this important experience and maintain it in every one of our lives in Jesus' name.
Amo wi pe eleyi se pataki o si je ko se mani ninu aye wa tori na Oluwa a n gbadura pe ki e ran wa lowo gbogbo nkan to mo se kami 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 ti o fe mu oju wa kuro ninu awon nkan wonyi e ran wa lowo lati mu oju wa kuro ki e si ran wa lowo ko ba le je pe ni ikeyin a o le ma gbe pelu yin ni alaafia ni oruko Jesu.
Help us, Lord, to put first things first in our lives.
E ran wa lowo Oluwa ki a ma se fi keke saaju esin ninu aye wa.
We pray, Lord, that this important thing will be our possession.
A n gbadura pe ohun to se pataki yi gan ni yo je ogun ini wa.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni a gbadura.
We're gathered once again today to study the Word of God together.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kansi akórajọ lónìí láti jùmọ̀ kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run papọ̀.
The fact that you are here makes us to know that you know that the study of the Word of God is a backbone for the Christian.
Nípo tilẹ̀ farahàn nínú ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí, ó jẹ́ ká mọ̀ gbangba pé òye yìí ọgbọ́n wípé eegun ẹ̀yin onígbàgbọ́ òun ni láti máa kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And I pray that the result and blessing of studying the Word will be in your life and in my life as well in Jesus' name.
Àdúrà mi sì ni pé àbájáde kíkọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run eléyìí yóò farahàn nínú ayé mi àti tìrẹ náà ní orúkọ Jésù.
Today we continue with the study in the Epistle to the Hebrews.
Lónìí a tún tẹ̀síwájú nínú Epistle tí a kọ sí àwọn ará Hebrew.
We're now in Hebrews chapter 12 and we're looking at verse 14.
Orí kejìlá ìwé Hebrew láwà a sì ń wo ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá níbẹ̀.
And in verse 14 it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá ó ní ẹ máa lè pa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo àti ìwà mímọ́ láìsí èyí ni kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
Looking at the verse itself, you know it is captured in the language of a commandment. Follow peace with all men.
Tí a bá wo ẹsẹ̀ yìí dojúdojú, a ó rí pé gbólóhùn tí a fi ṣe àkọsílẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ náà, ó jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ àṣẹ tó ní ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
It says, follow peace with all men and holiness.
Ó ní ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
After giving us that imperative, that commandment, then he tells us the consequence of neglect of such an important commandment.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ó ti fi tó wa létí àṣẹ ńlá yìí tí kò ṣeé mọ́ tẹ̀lé, lẹ́yìn náà ó wá sọ nípa àbájáde kíkọ sílẹ̀.
It says, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Ó ní láìsí èyí ni kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
It tells us to follow peace and holiness now in the present, so that something in the future will become a reality in our lives.
Ó ní ní báyìí ká máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo àti ìwà mímọ́ kó ba lè jẹ́ pé nígbò ṣe lẹ́yìn ayé wa a ó lè wà pẹ̀lú ohun tó dára.
And then he tells us, if there is a present neglect, there is going to be a future judgment.
Ó ní lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí tí a bá kọ̀ sílẹ̀ ìdájọ́ ọjọ́ iwájú ń dúró dè wá.
And he's telling us that we need to understand that this message of holiness and peace with all men is central and pivotal to the message of the whole Bible. O
si fe ko ye wa gbangba pe oro nipa ti iwa mimo ati alaafia pelu gbogbo eniyan o ngan ni arin gbogbo tabi opo mu lero ise iranse iwe mimo.
And it tells us that the pursuit of peace and holiness that God requires will demand grace in our heart and the divine operation in our hearts before it will be possible.
O fi ye wa gbangba pe ilepa alaafia ti iwa mimo ele ti Oluwa n bere lowo wa yo gba ore ofe Olorun ati ise abi atorun wa ninu aye omo eniyan.
Obviously, it's telling us that we need the grace of God in our lives because both peace and holiness will not be possible for the natural man except there is the grace of God in the heart.
O nje ko ye wa gbangba pe a nilo ore ofe Olorun ninu aye wa tori pe ti a ba nsoro nipa alaafia ati iwa mimo eniyan eleran ara sakala lasan ko le muse ninu aye re.
Man is born with wickedness in the heart.
And
the Bible tells us concerning the natural man, the wicked man, the one that does not know God, that he does not have peace as well.
Bibeli si je ko ye wa gbangba wi pe eniyan nipa tara eni ti o mo Olorun o fun rara re ko ni alaafia.
In Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 22.
Ninu Isaiah ori ikejide ni adota ese ikejile logo.
He says there is no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked.
O so gbangba wi pe alaafia ko si fun awon eniyan buburu
ni Oluwa. He does not have peace within himself. Because of the condemnation of his sins in his life. He does not have peace with God because God is against him because of the sins he has committed. Because of the nature of sin and the life of sin within him, he does not know how to be at peace with his neighbor, his fellow man. But this man, now he hears the gospel of the Lord. And this gospel is called the gospel of peace. And basically the gospel of peace is telling him how he will come at peace through the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Daju, irere alaafia, o nla lile lese lese, bi o se le wa ni alaafia nipasẹ omo alade alaafia Jesu.
As he repents, he responds to that gospel of peace, and he looks at the Prince of Peace, who is the one that is to set us at liberty and make peace with Almighty God. He becomes justified, and being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Nigba to wa gbọ irere alaafia ni bayo wa tejumo omo alade alaafia en ti o le mu iran omo eniyan wa ni alaafia pelu Olorun nipa be anda wa lare nipa igbagbo a wa ni alaafia pelu Olorun.
And it is the God of peace himself that set him at liberty, that forgives all his sin. Condemnation is gone in the heart. Everything is now peaceful. All the storm within has calmed down. And because of that, he even wants to have peace now with his fellow man. And Luke chapter 10 verse 6 calls him the Son of Peace.
Nibayi to je pe Olorun alaafia fun rara re oun lo ti wa balaja bayi o ti mu idalebi kuro ko si ese ninu okan mo ko si okan wiwo ninu aye re mo nibayi to ti wa se alabapade Olorun alaafia ninu oro Olorun Luke ori kefa ese kefa o wa pe oun gan bayi nitori pe o n fi alaafia pelu awon omo nikeji o wa di omo alaafia.
And he wants to do everything within his power to be at peace with his fellow man.
Gbogbo ipa re ni yo wa ma san bayi lati ri pe o wa ni alaafia pelu omo nikeji.
And the apostle tells him that pursuit of peace will never end as long as you are surrounded by people that will not understand you, that will misinterpret you, that will even persecute you, that will even oppose you. There will be the threat to the peace. Therefore, all through your life, if you want to spend eternity with that God of peace, follow peace with all men.
Apostle wanje ko ye wi pe lilepa alaafia yi ki pin soju kan nitori pe o si wa ninu aye yi awon ti yo fe ma fa wahala pelu re si wa awon ti o fe senu ni bi ni si wa awon ti yo ma si gbowo wa ni arowo mójútó torí bẹ́ẹ̀ apostle wa sọ wípé ní gbogbo ìgbà tó bá jẹ́ pé ìlépa rẹ̀ ni pé yóò ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run lẹ́yìn ayé a máa làkàkà láti wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ọmọ ẹnìkejì.
But he says if you are going to see the Lord on the, at the end, peace with man, that's just with your fellow man. God needs to also be satisfied with your life, and the only way you can be fully satisfied in your life is that you have holiness. Therefore, don't forget, follow peace, number one, and follow holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ń jẹ́ kó yẹ wípé níní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn ìyẹn wà ní apá kan ó sì lè rólé apá kan kó wá dọ̀run níkẹyìn ọlọ́run fúnra rẹ̀ tó ń pè ọ́ sínú àlàáfíà òun pẹ̀lú ìgbé ayé rẹ̀ gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ lọ́rùn. Kí ni yóò sì lè mú inú ọlọ́run dùn nínú ayé wa òun ni ìwà mímọ́. Nítorí náà máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú gbogbo ènìyàn àti ìwà mímọ́.
As we look at the verse we're looking at today, there are three things that come out very clearly there.
Bí a ṣe wá ń wo ẹsẹ̀ tí à ń wò lónìí, ohun mẹ́ta ló jẹyọ nínú ẹsẹ̀ náà.
Number one, follow peace with all men.
Àkọ́kọ́ ni máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
You should be a person that loves peace, that desires peace, that pursues peace, that wants to be at peace with everybody around you. If you are a child of God,
òun láti jẹ́ ẹni tí ó fẹ́ràn àlàáfíà, ẹni tí ń pọ̀ kàkà àlàáfíà, ẹni tó jẹ́ pé àkólé kan rẹ̀ ni wíwà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú àwọn tó wà láyìíká rẹ̀ tó bá jójúlówó ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Number two, something that comes out in that verse, it says, follow holiness as well.
Ohun kejì tó jẹyọ nínú ẹsẹ̀ yìí ni pé kó o tún máa lépa ìwà mímọ́ bákan náà.
And then number three, he now tells us, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Ẹ̀kẹta ló wá sọ pé láìsí èyí ni kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
Three things that come out, we're going to study. Number one, desire for peace.
Ohun mẹ́ta tó jẹyọ yìí, òun náà la ó gbé yẹ̀wò. Àkọ́kọ́, wíwà àlàáfíà.
Number two, diligence in holiness.
Èkejì ni àìsinmi tàbí ṣíṣe ápọn nínú ìwà mímọ́.
Number three, determination to see the Lord. Determination to see God.
Ìkẹta, ìpinnu láti rí Ọlọ́run.
Let's look at number one.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a wo àkọ́kọ́.
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
Hebrews 12:14. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Follow peace with all men.
Ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
The word they follow here is to pursue, to run after, to seek after, to make sure that you grab peace and you do not let it go, and you're always surrounded by peace. Peace within, peace without, peace around, peace with everybody that lives with you.
Lílépa tó mẹ́nubà ní ni pé kí o sa gbogbo ipá rẹ láti máa lépa, láti máa sá jelejele, tẹ̀lé àlàáfíà, títí ọwọ́ rẹ yóò fi tẹ̀, tí o sì ní fi àyè gbà láti kúrò lọ́dọ̀ rẹ, àlàáfíà nínú, àlàáfíà lóde, àlàáfíà ní àyíká rẹ.
For the natural man, for the person that does not know the Lord, strive is the normal thing. Contention is the normal thing. Argument, debate, fighting is the normal thing. But when you come to know the Lord, there comes a radical change, a transformation, a conversion in your life.
Ẹni tí ó jẹ́ ẹlẹ́ran ara lásán tí kò tíì mọ Olúwa, ìjà yóò ti di bárakú nínú ayé rẹ̀. Asọ tàbí awuyewuye oni yóò máa gbégbá orókè nínú ayé rẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n ní gẹ́rẹ́ tí ìyípadà ńlá eléyìí tí ó ń farahàn tó jẹ́ gbòógì tó bá ti farahàn nínú ayé rẹ, ìyípadà tó dára yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ọkàn rẹ.
When you are not born again, there's something in your heart always wanting to find fault with the other fellow, criticize the other fellow, cut down the other fellow, trample upon the other fellow, fight with the other fellow, overcome the other fellow. There is no pursuit of peace for the one that does not know the Lord.
Tí o kò bá tí mọ Olúwa rárá, ohun tí wàá ṣàkíyèsí tí ó máa jẹyọ nínú ayé rẹ, ìpàkọ́ onípàkọ́ ló máa rí òní rí tara rẹ, wàá máa rí àléébù àwọn ẹlòmíràn, wàá máa ṣawuyewuye pẹ̀lú àwọn ẹlòmíràn, nítorí ẹ̀dá àìtí ìníyípadà ti ń bẹ nínú ayé rẹ.
There will be murmuring, there will be complaint, there will be fighting, there will be strife.
Kíkùn, àwáwí, awuyewuye àti ìjà ni yóò máa gbégbá orókè nínú ayé
rẹ. But the moment you come to know the Lord,
ṣùgbọ́n ní gẹ́rẹ́ tí o bá ti wá mọ Olúwa,
you just find that there is a joy of the Lord.
Wàá ṣàkíyèsí pé ayé Olúwa wọlé
wá. And the peace of God.
Àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run
wọlé. And the desire to quarrel, the desire to fight, the desire to pull things apart, all that desire is gone.
Gbogbo àníyàn láti máa bínú, gbogbo ọ̀kàkà láti máa jà, ati ilepa lati ma sawawi gbogbo eleyi ni o di awati.
You love the Lord, you love your fellow man, you even love your enemies, you pray for your persecutors, you want to be at peace with everybody. The sin that wants to fight, the sin that wants to destroy other people, the sin that wants to debate and win that debate, all that is gone. You just want to follow the Lord, the Prince of Peace, and you want the peace of God to reign in your heart and life.
Wa se akiyesi wi pe wa wa feran Olorun wa feran omo nikeji re wa ti le feran awon ota re awon ti won se nu ni bi ni si o wa ma gbadura fun won tori pe ohun to ma nfe binu ohun to ma nfe ja ohun to ma nfe ki elomiran ko subu ko le de ni igbega gbogbo eleyi o ti di awati wa wa feran Oluwa patapata.
But then you realize as you try to make peace with some people, they are not born again yet. They are opposed to the new way you have got. They are opposed to the narrow path that leads to heaven. They even criticize your religion and they want to fight, although you don't want to fight anymore. It becomes a problem now that although you are for peace, they are for war, they are for battle. Because of that now, if you are not careful, you will say, I've tried my best. I want to be at peace with them, but they don't want to be at peace with me, so I will let it remain like that. It says, no, pursue it. Seek after it. Do everything you can do. Follow peace with all men.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí o ti ń làkàkà láti sa ipá rẹ láti wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú gbogbo ènìyàn, jẹ́ kó yí ọ wípé a ò lè ṣe àwátì àwọn ènìyàn kan tó jẹ́ pé ọ̀nà tuntun tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gbà yìí, ọ̀nà àgbélébù tó forí lé, ìgbé ayé ọ̀tún àti ẹ̀sìn tuntun tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gbà yìí, wọn yóò takò, wọn yóò gbógun tì. Ohun tó sì ń ṣokùnfà rẹ̀ ni pé ìwọ wà fún àlàáfíà, àwọn wà fún ogun, àwọn wà fún ìjà, ṣùgbọ́n ó sọ pé nínú gbogbo rẹ̀ o lè káwọ́ gbéra tàbí kó sọ pé mo ti sa ipá mi tó, mo wá lè gbẹ̀san nísinsìn. Ó ní rárá o, máa lépa àlàáfíà ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀.
But as long as you are in Christ, the fruit of peace will be growing in your life.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí o bá sì wà nínú Kristi, àwọn èso ti ẹ̀mí yóò máa dàgbà nínú ayé rẹ̀.
It's like the tree that is planted and the roots are deep down, although there is storm, although there is a wind blowing, although the sun is there and the rain is falling, the fruit will be growing on that tree because it's deeply rooted in the ground.
Ṣé ni ìgbé ayé rẹ̀ wá dàbí igi eléyìí tó jẹ́ pé ó ta gbòǹgbò lọ sílẹ̀, tó jẹ́ pé ní gbogbo àyíká rẹ̀ lóde lọ́hùn ìjì ń jà, òòrùn ń pa, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan ló ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí lóde ara, ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé ó ní gbòǹgbò nínú rẹ̀, èso yóò máa so nínú igi yìí bí ó tilẹ̀ ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wàhálà.
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
Galatia orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlélógún.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.
Ṣùgbọ́n èso ti ẹ̀mí ni ìfẹ́, ayọ̀, àlàáfíà.
Opposition will come, persecution will come, criticism will even come, and there will be people that will, they are not easy to live with, and they will try to make life inconvenient for you. But as long as you are deeply rooted in Christ and you are still a child of God, you are following peace with all men, there will be the love of God, there will be the joy of the Lord, there will be peace in your heart and life.
Dájúdájú ìdojúkọ àti àtakò ó lè dojúkọ ayé rẹ, ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé o ti fi gbòǹgbò múlẹ̀, àwọn ènìyàn wọ̀nyí wọ́n lè máa gbógun tì ọ́, kí wọ́n máa fòrú ẹ̀mí rẹ, kí wọ́n máa tako gbogbo ìgbé ayé ọ̀tún tí ò ń gbé nísinsìnyí, nítorí pé o ti wá fi gbòǹgbò múlẹ̀ nínú Kristi. Nítorí náà ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run, ayọ̀ Ọlọ́run àti àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run yóò máa jẹ jáde nínú ayé rẹ.
It is the presence of that peace in your life that makes you to know that salvation is still there. I'm still rooted in Christ. I'm still related to Christ, because all these people are trying to make trouble, but the evidence of salvation in my life is that the peace of God is still there, and I'm doing my part. Although they are negative, I am positive. I want to maintain peace with my fellow man.
Ìfarahàn àlàáfíà nínú ayé rẹ̀ àti ọkàn rẹ̀, òní yóò jẹ́rìí gbé ọ̀gbangba wípé ìgbàlà náà sì wà níbẹ̀. Bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ wípé àwọn tí wọ́n wà láyìíká rẹ̀ wọ́n ń fòrú ẹ̀mí rẹ̀, àwọn wà fún ogun, ìwọ wà fún àlàáfíà, pẹ̀lú ìlépa láti wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú wọn ni yóò fi ọlọ́kàn balẹ̀ pé àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run àti ìgbàlà rẹ̀ ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
Luke chapter 1 verse 77.
Luke orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gọ́rin.
So give the knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins.
Láti fi ìmọ̀ ìgbàlà fún àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀ fún ìmùkúrú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn.
Join that with verse 79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace.
You
see that when you are really born again, truly born again, you have got the salvation of the Lord, the forgiveness of your sin. He puts your feet in the path of peace. No more contention, no more strife, no more argument, no more destruction of the lives of other people. You want to be at peace with everybody.
Romans chapter 12 verse 18.
It says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men.
Bi o le se bi o ti wa ni pa ti yin.
You see, it says here, as much as it lies in you. If any trouble comes, any contention comes, it doesn't originate with you. It doesn't continue because of you. You are not the one that is saying, no, there will be no peace. No, I don't want any peace. No, as much as it lies in your own power, whatever price you have to pay, you are at peace with all men. If there is any trouble at all, it is coming from the other side.
Nigba ki igba ti wahala ki wahala ba sele tabi awuyewuye kan be sile ni agbegbe kan ki se lodo re lo ti je jade ko de mo tesi waju latowo re awon ni won fagun sugbon iwo nla on sa gbogbo ipa re lati wa ni alaafia pelu gbogbo eniyan oni bi o le se bi o ti wa ni ipa re.
You are born again, your husband is not born again, and he's always quarreling and fighting as much as it lies in your power. Even if you have to be cheated, even if you have to be trampled upon, even if you have to quietly suffer, as much as it lies in your power, be at peace with him.
O si n gbiyanju lati fi aye ni o lara o mu o lati jiya ni idakeje lai pariwo sibe sibe bibeli so wi pe ninu gbogbo nkan won yi bi o ti le se bi o ti wa ni ipa re ma wa ni alaafia pelu gbogbo eniyan.
You're living with somebody and this individual is like he doesn't want peace. He wants to even do something that will irritate you, that will make you to say something negative, so that he can find a reason for you to start a quarrel, as much as it lies in your power. Even if you are being cheated, you will do everything possible. That's the mark of salvation. That shows that you really know the Lord. You are deeply rooted in the Lord. As much as it lies in you, you will live peaceably with all men.
Igbagbogbo lo nfi on niran to nyu elenu o nwa akoko ninu e ti gban mi si omi o to yo fi be sile laarin iwo ato won sugbon bi o ti le je pe aarin oje bi o ti le je pe anfi ya je o ni bi o ti le se bi o ti wa ni pa re e ma wa ni alaafia pelu gbogbo eniyan.
When it says all men, you understand, it's not difficult to live at peace with somebody who is always smiling, who is always caring, who is always kind, who is always considerate, who is always loving, who is always giving you what you want, who will take clean up the house, who will cook the food, who will do everything that you should have done, who is very, very helpful. Not difficult to be at peace with him, but somebody who is difficult, somebody who is cruel, somebody who is not considerate, somebody who does not even care for what concerns you as much as it lies in your power. You will be at peace, you will live peaceably with all such men.
Nigbato so pe pelu gbogbo eniyan iwo na mo pe ko le rara lati ma wa ni alaafia pelu en to maye derun fun eniyan eni to je iranlowo fun wa en to je pe nta ba bere lowo re ka to bere yo fi fun wa bi tin se iranlowo ni lo se iranlowo lohun fun iru awon eniyan be ko soro lati wa ni alaafia pelu won sugun so wi pe awon olubi eniyan awon ika eniyan awon ti won ki gba to mo ni keji iro o ni bi o ti wa ni ipa re ma wa ni alaafia pelu iru eniyan be.
Now there are times you are going to be cheated to maintain peace.
If you're
always saying, I claim my right, that is my right, I'm not a foolish Christian, I know my right, you'll not live at peace with everybody.
I'm not
an illiterate member of Deeper Life, I'm educated, intelligent member of Deeper Life. You cannot do that to me. You know the Bible, I know the Bible. Why did you do that? This is my right. If you are like that, you'll never be at peace with everybody. The fact that I'm a Christian doesn't mean that you are going to take a cobble from me. I know my right. This is the amount they are paying. Even though I can give that money and I don't lose anything, I will not give you. Just to prove to you that although I'm a Christian, I didn't take foolishness with my Christianity. 5 kobo will not remain with you. You will not go from here if you don't give that 5 kobo. Because holiness does not mean that we're stupid. I am not stupid, although I'm in Deeper Life. My friend, if you are like that, always claiming your right, you will never be at peace with people.
Look
at the example of Abraham in Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. And what happened here is that the herdsmen of Lot, they were having some problem with the herdsmen of Abraham. And Abraham wanted to be at peace. He was the older person. He was the one that the Lord called. He was the one that the Lord had blessed. And Lot was a much younger person. It was out of the blessing of Abraham that the Lord gave a little to Lot, and Lot became prosperous. If you are talking about claiming the right, Abraham had all the right. My brother, you can claim your right and die. You are driving on the road. You are right. You are in the right lane. You see another person that is coming in front of you. He is wrong. He shouldn't take that path. And he's coming at full speed. He is on the wrong lane. You are on the right lane. Oh, I'm a Christian. I claim my right. I stand by my right. Let him drive in the wrong lane. I will not slow down. I will be going at full speed. I am claiming my right. The man you are claiming your right with is a drunkard. He doesn't know himself and is coming at you. You want to kill yourself. You should be cheated and preserve your life and go to the side of the road and let the madman pass by. You see a person that does not have salvation, you see somebody that is going on his way to hell, you see somebody that doesn't know Christ, he doesn't have anything to lose, it's already very near hell, and you are on your way to heaven. You have the Christ living within you. You want to retain your eternal life, and you see this madman, you see this sinner, and he's coming against you, and you say, I'm going to claim my right. My friend, the person you are claiming your right with is already on his way to hell. Why don't you give him chance and let him pass by and maintain peace so that you can continue on your way to heaven?
koma Christi ona orun rere ko ti esin kan to kan ni bayi o ti sun gere o ti fe dorun apadi iru eniyan be to dabi en pe ohun gbogbo ti daruma lori se lo ye ko fa aye gba ki o le ni alafia ki o le pemi re mo iwo ni to ba fe gba eto re o le padanu emi re.
In Genesis 13 verse 7.
Genesis ori keta lese keje.
And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwell with them in the land.
Then Igbolohun aso si wa laarin awon daradaran Abrahamu ati awon daradaran Loti ati awon ara Kenani ati awon eniyan Perizzin gbe ile na ni.
And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between thy herdsmen and my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are brethren.
Abraham si wi fun Lot pe emi bi o ma se je ki gbolohun aso ki o wa laarin temi ti re ati laarin awon daradaran mi ati awon daradaran re nitori pe ara le awa se.
For he is not the whole land before thee, separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou take the left, you take the first one. If you take the left hand, I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. He wasn't claiming his right. He said, I want peace at all costs. You are younger. I brought you out. I brought you up. I gave everything to you. All that you have now, you owe it to your coming after me. But I will not claim my right. You take whatever you want to take. The remnant that remains, I will take. Let there be no quarrel.
Gbogbo ile ko yi ni waju re emi bi o yara re kuro lodo mi bi iwo ba po si osi won sa kokko mu akoko bi iwo ba po si osi nje emi o po si otun tabi bi iwo ba po si apa otun nje emi o po si osi bo ti le je pe iwo ni omo ti o kere ju mi lo gbogbo nkan to ti le so pe oni nipa pe o tele mi lo fi di eni ti oni ni bayi emi o fe gbeto mi mo fe ki alaafia ko joba laarin wa mo nle pa alaafia.
Because if we're in the kingdom of God, peace is one of the characteristics that will mark us out as children of the kingdom.
Nitori pe a wa ninu ijoba Olorun alaafia oni ami akoko ti yo fi han pe a wa ninu ijoba na.
In Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
Rome ori kerinla ese iketa din logo.
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
Rome ori kerinla ese iketa din logo.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Nitori ijoba Olorun ki se jije ati mimu bi ko se ododo ati alaafia ati ayo ninu emi mimo.
Peace in the Holy Ghost. You see, peace is one of the characteristics that we're children of the kingdom.
Alaafia ati ayo ninu emi mimo ori alaafia o ni ami kan pe a je ti omo Olorun.
Because of that, look at verse 19.
Nitori eleyi ese ikokandinlogo.
Let us therefore because we're in the kingdom and the characteristics of the kingdom is righteousness and peace and joy, therefore let us follow after the things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another.
Nje nitori na nje nitori pe a wa ninu ijoba Olorun ati pe awon ami ijoba Olorun ni ododo alaafia ati ayo nje nitori na ki awa ki o ma lepa ohun ti se ti alaafia awon ti ohun ti awon fi ma gbe ara wa ro.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
Eberu ori keji la ese ikerinla.
Follow peace with all men.
E ma lepa alaafia pelu eniyan gbogbo.
With your husband, with your wife.
Pelu oko re ati aya re.
With your difficult children, with your parents.
Pelu awon omo re ti won le ati awon obi re.
With your in-laws, with your boss in the place of work.
Pelu awon ana re ati awon oga re nibi ise.
With the leaders and the church and the people you are living with, your landlord.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn adarí nínú ìjọ àti àwọn tó ń bá gbélé tó gbalé lọ́wọ́ wọn.
With the people who have offended you and the people that are making life difficult for you, follow peace with all men.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn tí wọ́n mú ọ bínú àti àwọn tí ń máyé ní ọ lára, ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú gbogbo ènìyàn.
In this verse 14, it says, follow peace with all men, then it says, and holiness.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá yìí, ó ní ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo. That
leads us to the second point, which is diligence in holiness.
I told
you that the word follow is a kind of active word.
In
the Greek, it means you pursue.
It means
you are aiming at that thing, you are desiring that thing, you are running after that thing, you want to possess that thing by all means. And the verse is telling us that even when you come to peace with all men, that is not enough. You don't stop there. You have not come to the end of the road. Make sure that even when you have got peace with all men, there is this holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
I say you wa kwesi bi alafia oni bi o ti le ti lakaka ni gbogbo ipa re lati wa ni alafia pelu eniyan opin re kon niyan oni ti o lati fi kun ni ati iwa mi ma laisi re ko se ti o re Oluwa.
Obviously, if you understand the structure of this sentence very well, the holiness is talking about here is after you are born again.
Ti o ba wo bi a se se akosile ese yi ti oye re si yo dada wa ri pe iwa mi ma to nso ni o nso nipa igba to ba ti di atomi
tan. The verse is not talking to sinners at all.
Ese yi o ni nkan kan so pe lawon elese.
There is no way that a sinner can be at peace with all men. There is no way a backslider can be at peace with all men. The nature of the devil in the heart of the sinner is not a nature that is seeking peace with everybody.
But
it is when you are justified by faith in Christ, through Christ, then you have peace with God. And it is to those who are already born again, those who are children of God, they are the people now that the apostle is saying, now you are born again, now you are following the Prince of Peace, now the God of Peace has given you peace, now you are even a child in the kingdom, and one of the characteristics of the kingdom is peace. Therefore, now that you are born again, follow peace with all men.
Apostle one so pe nisisiyi ti o ti wa ba alafia pade ati da olare nipasẹ Kristi o ti wa ni alafia pelu Olorun. Olorun alafia ati fun oni alafia Kristi papa omo alade alafia o nba egbe nisisiyi ti o ti wa wonu ijoba na ma wa lepa alafia pelu gbogbo
eniyan. And he's also saying that after you are born again, there's still another thing. You are living at peace with all men. That's not enough. That's very good, but not enough. You'll follow holiness as well.
O wa so pe o kare bayi o ti wa di eni igbala bayi o tin lepa alafia pelu gbogbo eyan iyan dara o sugba ko pe sibe wa tun wa ni nkan kan iwa mi ma pelu Olorun.
But again, you need to understand when it says follow, that is pursue, it's not talking about a hunter that pursues an animal and never gets that animal, never catches that animal.
Oh, so nisisin pe ko ma lepa lilepa to wa so pe ko ma lepa o ye ko ye o yi o wi pe ki ko da bi ode en to je pe o kan lepa eranko ti ki pe eran kankan.
He says you follow so you can get it.
Oni ma lepa re debi pe wa gba mu.
You follow peace, you pursue peace, you aim at peace, and you live at peace, you get it.
Iyan ni pe wa ma lepa la
in the same way you follow holiness, you pursue holiness, you seek after holiness, you pray, you consecrate, so that you can have this holiness and you get it.
Bo se nle pare be lo ngbadura lo nsa lo nsasaro to nfi ara re ji fun Olorun titi ti owo re yo fi te iwa mimo.
Actually, the commandment of the Lord is that his children should be holy.
Ase Oluwa fun awon omo re ti eni pe ki gbogbo won tun won je mimo.
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15 verse 16.
Ninu Peteru kini orike orikini ese ikedogun.
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy for I am holy.
Peteru kini ori kini ese ikedogun sugbon gege bi eni ti o pe yin ti je mimo be ni ki eyin si je mimo ninu iwa yin gbogbo nitori ati ko pe e je mimo nitori eni emi je mimo.
Do you see here is talking to those who are already born again in verse 14? as obedient children.
Wari ni gbangba pe awon tin ba soro ni ni awon to ti da tun bi ni ese ikerinla o ni bi awon eleti omo.
You are already born again by the grace of God. Now there is something in front of you, there is something ahead of you. Pursue it until you catch it, until you get it. Follow peace with all men and holiness.
Ni bayi o ti da tun bi o ti de ni igbala sugbon ni dida tun bi to da tun bi ohun kan la gbe kale ni waju re ti o lati le pa re o na ni pe ma le pa alaafia pelu gbogbo eniyan mimo a pelu gbogbo eniyan ati ati iwa mimo.
In Romans chapter 6 verse 22,
Romu ori kefa ese ikejilelogo,
it says, but now being made free from sin, will ye be and become the servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life.
Ese ikejilelogo sugbon nisisin ti a ti so yin di ominira kuro ninu ese ti eyin si di eru Olorun.
For you need to understand what is meant by holiness. And you need to have a balanced understanding of the word of God. Before you came to the Lord, before you were born again, there was no holiness at all. You were sinful. All you had will be filthy rags of self-righteousness.
Nínú ìgbàlà nípasẹ̀ ìrònú kúwàdà o ní ìwà mímọ́ kankan rárá gbogbo tó nígbà yẹn gbogbo òdodo ara ẹni tó dàbí àkísẹ̀ ẹlẹ́gbin ni.
And then you become born again.
O wá dàtún bí báyìí.
When you are born again, your sins are forgiven.
Nígbà tó dàtún bí adarí gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ rẹ
jù. The condemnation, the guilt is gone.
Ìdálẹ́bi ọkàn gbogbo yẹn ti lọ.
If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá wà nínú Kristi, ó di ẹ̀dá titun, ohun àtijọ́ ti kọjá lọ, kíyèsí ohun gbogbo ti di ọ̀tun.
Fornication is gone.
Àgbèrè ti lọ.
Idolatry is gone. Adultery, meeting other people's wife or husband, all that is gone. Being abusers of themselves with mankind, homosexuality, all that is gone. Stealing, all that is gone. Covetousness, drunkenness is gone. Going to nightclubs and reviling, all that is gone.
Yama lo sile ejo iredio ru gbogbo yen ti lo.
Extortion, that is gone.
Kama lo ni lowo gba gbogbo yen ti lo.
Living a life that is cheating other people, that is fraudulent, once you are born again, all those evil things are gone away from your life.
Kare ni je kama lujibiti, kama jale onlile, kama fi kota re ni gbogbo yen ti kuro ninu aye re.
And that is a kind of holiness.
Iwa mi mo na la le pe leyi.
Therefore, when you are born again, the moment you are born again, there is a level, there is a measure, there is an appearance of holiness in your life.
Nítorí náà, ní gẹ́rẹ́ tí o bá di àtúnbí, ìpele ìwà mímọ́ kan, ipa ti ìwà mímọ́ kan gbọ́dọ̀ máa jẹyọ nínú ayé rẹ.
And yet, there is still a level of holiness, a depth of holiness, a nature of holiness, the very nature of God, that you want to be a partaker of His holiness now, although you are born again, and there is holiness in your life now, you are no more like you used to be, yet there is another holiness you are reaching after. That's the experience of sanctification.
Daju daju, eto koko gba nigba yen iwa mimo na la le pe sugbon ijinle iwa mimo ele to jinle eda olorun gan bi o ti le je pe ipa akoko yen na igbe aye iwa mimo ni a le toka re si sugbon eda olorun gan to jinle ju ta koko on le pa re ti o si gbodo wa ninu aye re.
Before men you are holy, but before God there is something he sees in your heart that he still needs to remove before you become holy in his presence.
Niwaju gbogbo eniyan o ti je ni mimo sugbon niwaju to olorun ni koro ko ndu okan re lohun nkan kan wa nibe ti olorun fe mu kuro lati je ko je mimo patapata.
Luke chapter 1 verse 75.
Ninu Luke ori kini ese 75.
Let's see, read it from verse 74, that he will grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him, not before man, before him all the days of our life.
Eje kaka lati ese kerin le laadorin ti o ni pe ohun o bi fun wa lati gba wa lowo awon ota wa ki awa ki o le ma sin laifoya ni mimo iwa ati ni ododo ni waju re ki se ni waju eniyan ni waju re ni ojo aye wa gbogbo.
And the question in many hearts is that it is not possible to be totally holy, entirely holy, completely holy, perfectly holy within. You are holy without already if you are born again outwardly. Is it possible to be fully, completely, entirely holy within?
Ibere ti nja gudugudugudu ni gbogbo okan o ni pe nje le wa se se bi o lati ni pipe Olorun mimo Olorun ninu okan iyan ni pe leyin igba ta de ni igbala o ti ni mimo kan na sugbon ka mo ninu patapata ti Olorun bere nje yen se se.
It's possible because we have the testimonies of other people who had been purified, who had been sanctified, who had been made holy by the Lord himself, by the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb.
O se se nitori ati ri akosile awon kan awon to je pe Olorun ran won lowo nipasẹ je odu agutan ti a so won di mimo funfun lawo.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10.
Thessalonica kini ori keje ese ikewa.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
Thessalonica kini ori keji ese ikewa.
Our witnesses and God also how holily and justly and unblameably we have behaved ourselves among you that believe.
Eyin si ni Lẹ́rí àti Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú bí àwa ti wà láàrin ẹ̀yin tí ó gbàgbọ́ ní mímọ́ ìwà àti ní òdodo àti ní àìlẹ́gàn.
Here Paul the apostle says, as for the outward form of holiness, you are witnesses, you know how we lived among you.
Ní ni apostle sọ wípé nípa ti mímọ́ lóde o ẹ̀yin fúnra ara yín ẹlẹ́rí ni ẹ̀rí pé a mọ́ lóde pátápátá.
As for inward holiness, God is witness also how holily, justly, unblameably we behaved ourselves among you.
Nípa ti ìwà mímọ́ ti inú lọ́hùn kọ́ Olorun ni eleri bi awa ti wa laarin yin eyin ti o gbagbo ni mimo iwa ati le ododo ati ni
ailegan. That's the purpose of the coming of Christ. He wants to bring us into total conformity with himself, and when you go to the Lord, it's possible for him to purify you and make you holy as you ought to be.
Idi ti Jesu Oluwa se wa saye yen gan niyan pe ki a le ni iru iwa mimo ti re ni pe nigba ti o ba to wa agbara nbe ni ikawo re lati je ki o mo patapata.
And we're not talking about people that are giving some dry testimonies of holiness and sanctification.
Awa ma so nipa ti awon to je pe eri won o gbeju igi to titi na jo tan lo.
There are some people that give testimony even of salvation. They will say 19 such and such I was saved, and they are stealing, and they are committing adultery, and they're committing fornication, and they're living the kind of life you will say you of all people say you are saved. They still keep on to that testimony. They still keep on to that date. They say at this particular time the pastor preached and something happened. I gave my life to the Lord. But presently they're living in sin. That one is a kind of testimony that doesn't hold any water because the reality is not there. The same with sanctification. There are people that are saying, well, praise the Lord, 19 such and such I was saved, 19 such and such I was sanctified, 19 such and such I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and today you can see the irritation in them, you can see the anger in them, you can see the kind of life they are living, you can see they are not fully yielded to the will of God. That kind of testimony will not take you to heaven.
Àwọn kan wà tí a bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìgbàlà, wọ́n á náwó sókè, wọ́n á máa jẹ́rìí pé nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run ọdún gbọ́rọ̀ báyìí ni mo ti dẹni ìgbàlà. Nígbà tí olùsú àgùntàn wà àsù báyìí ni mo dẹni ìgbàlà. Bí wọ́n ṣe ń tọ́ka sí ọdún tí wọ́n dẹni ìgbàlà, àbájáde ayé wọn ó ń tako ẹ̀rí wọn. Bí o ti rí nípa ti ìgbàlà, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwọn kan wà nípa ti ìsọdí mímọ́ pẹ̀lú. Wọ́n ní ọdún báyìí àwọn dẹni ìgbàlà, ọdún báyìí àwọn ní ìsọdí mímọ́, ọdún báyìí àwọn ní ìbaptísì ẹ̀mí mímọ́. Ẹ̀rí tí wọ́n sì ń jẹ́ yẹn ìgbé ayé wọn, ìbínú, ìjà, àrán kan, gbogbo eléyìí ń jẹ jáde nínú ayé wọn. Irú ẹ̀rí bẹ́ẹ̀ òtún bá ń tẹ́ni.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 7.
Thessalonica kìíní orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀
ìkejì. Then you will see the purpose of God, the calling of God upon our lives.
Wà á rí ètí Ọlọ́run, ìlépa Ọlọ́run tí ó fi pè wá ní pètòpè wá.
It says, for God has not called us unto uncleanness but unto holiness.
Ó ní nítorí Ọlọ́run kò pè wá fún ìwà ìrí, ṣùgbọ́n ní ìwà mímọ́.
That's the calling of God for you and for me. He wants you and I to be holy. He wants us to be pure. Pure within, pure without. And it is something he can do, and he will do it for us tonight in Jesus' name. And then as you look at 1 Peter chapter 3. Second Peter chapter 3. And in verse 13, it says, nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That is your expectation. What should be your life today? What should be your experience today? Verse 11 and verse 14. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? In verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, without blame. That means we have a part to play, we have something to do if we're going to get that holiness. It means you're looking for real, complete devotedness unto God. You're pursuing it, you are aiming at it, you are praying for it, you are consecrating for it, and you stop until you see that the Spirit of God is bearing testimony with your heart. You are now coming to confirm formity or the image of Christ. You want your obedience to the Lord, not only superficial obedience. You don't want it to be external obedience alone. You want it to be total obedience to the Lord, uncompromising obedience to the Lord, unreserved obedience to the Lord, that is fully, absolutely yielded unto the Lord. That's what you are seeking. That's what you are pursuing, and until it becomes yours, you will not rest.
Only by ignorance, your Lord.
You want to be totally conformed to his image to the point that you have the possession of the divine image within you.
Oh, ma fara regin, lati ma lepa yi titi ti wa fi ni iwa orun ninu aye re.
And you will not compromise this stand on holiness with anybody, anytime, for any reason.
There are
people that may hate you, there are people that may persecute you because you are for holiness. As one of the old time preachers have said, it is infinitely better to have the old world, the whole world for our enemies and God for our friend, rather than to have the whole world for your friends and God to be your enemy.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àgbà oníwàásù kan ti sọ, ó ní ó sàn gidigidi láti ní gbogbo ayé ní ọ̀tá wa, kí a sì ní Ọlọ́run ní ọ̀rẹ́ wa, ju pé
saying that this holiness message is something you cannot bargain with anybody. Because in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14,
it
says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
O ni e ma le pa alaafia pelu eniyan gbogbo ati iwa mimo.
We come to that last part, without which no man shall see the Lord. Number one, you should be a sincere believer that believes the word of God, and you know that though heaven and earth pass away, the word of God will not pass away.
Lakokona, aye ati orun le re koja lo sugbon kinkin ninu oro olorun ko ni koja laise.
You need to understand the characteristics of God, the nature of God, that God once he has spoken and he says that this is the yardstick by which he will judge all men, you know that nothing will change God, that God will not change his standard, God will not change his principle, God will not change his word. Man will have to change and be conformed to the word of God. God will never change and conform his standard unto the principles and practice of men.
Bakana lo ye ki oye Olorun ko yi o ko si ma abuda re wi pe ni ti yi ayida yida o le ba pade lodo Olorun ni ti pe Olorun ti soro ohun ti Olorun ba so yen o ti duo gben titi lai lai ohun ko to ko sele eniyan ni yo yi pada lati wa sin ti oro Olorun ba so sugbon ni ti Olorun Olorun ko ni yi pada si ilana ti
this word of God is telling us that coming to church is not enough.
Oro Olorun wa so fun pe ka ma wa sosin yen o tu
without holiness no the Lord.
He's
telling us that water baptism, Lord's Supper, I take the Lord's Supper in my church, that's not enough. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
He's
telling us that I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, that's not enough. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
I'm
a leader, I'm a coordinator, I'm a worker, that one does not come to this realm. When it comes to going into heaven, when it comes into entering into the pearly gates, it says without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Pe mo je alakoso ekun tabi adari ninu ijo gbogbo yen awuyewuye lasan ni ko oro eleyi o kan oro ta so ni ti pe ka dorun tabi enu ona pearly ni.
This one goes beyond the deliverance ministry. In the new church I'm going to, there is deliverance ministry. They give us deliverance every time. Miracles are taking place, healing is taking place, and whatever the power of the devil, they break the yoke. This one goes beyond that. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
Gbogbo agbara to ba je agbara satani won mo ri mole ni ko si nkan kan ti satani o le se o je mo eleyi o oro yi o ko se fi we lai si wa mimo ko se nti ori oluwa.
This one goes beyond. I give my tithes, I give my offering, and any time there is something in the church, an event coming up, I can sell my house, I can sell everything I have and give all the money I have for the work of God. This is not money matter. Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Oro eleyi ma ju wi pe mo se ida mewa mo fowo sile fun si Olorun. Nigba ki igba ti se Olorun ba fe ha bayi mo le ta ile mi tabi ki n ta dukia mi ki n wa gbe gbogbo re fun Olorun ki won fi si se Olorun oro le mo ju katale lo lati fi si se Olorun lai si iwa mimo ko se nti ori Oluwa.
In Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4.
Orin Dafidi 44 ese iketa ati
4. Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4.
Orin Dafidi 44 ese iketa ati 4.
It says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?
Oni ta ni yo gun ori oke Oluwa lo tabi ta ni yo duro ni ibi mimo re.
He said, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully.
Oni eni ti o le owo mimo ati aya funfun eni ti ko gbe okan re soke si asan ti ko si bore itan.
If you have seen a glimpse of heaven,
ti o ba ti ri itansan orun die bayi,
and if you have also heard about the terrors and the agonies of hell,
to ba je pe eti re ti si o ti guru ariwo ati ekun ti nbe lorun apadi,
if you have never seen that, tell your coordinator to show you the film Burning Hell.
To ba je pe o ti ri aworan eri ya so fa lakoso ekun yin pe aworan cinema ti o pe ni orun apadi ti njona ko fi han.
And after showing you that, let them show you about the rapture and about heaven. If you really want to see those glories of heaven and you want to enter into heaven and it is your desire, and you know that once you miss that heaven and you are in hell, it is forever and ever and ever, because there is no returning, there is no coming back from there. It will be your determination that come what may, whatever may happen, fire may be burning here on earth, there may be storm here on earth, or sickness or problem here on earth, there is one thing, I will not miss heaven.
To ba je pe aniyan kan re ati lepo kan re o ni pe ogun orun ile wura ni pe o fe debe to je pe o fe padanu re tori pe o yi o pe to ba lo padanu re orun apadi gbere lai lai ni ko se ki so orun arimo bo ni nitori na gbogbo to ba ma gba ni wa bi fun lati le gbe igbe aye iwa mimo.
And if when you get to heaven, 5 minutes in heaven, you will forget all your tears, you will forget all your sorrows, you will forget all the problems on earth, all the things you are calling difficulty here, mountain here, problem here. Only 5 minutes in heaven, you will forget everything, and then 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 10,000,000 years, forever and ever, you will still be in heaven. Why wouldn't you pay any price that needs to be paid for you to enter into that place?
Ni seju marun pere ti o ba yo saju le orun gbogbo ekun ati inira ati awon nkan to npe ni jiya oke ni wahala lohun iseju marun pere ni lajule olorun eleyi o mu egbagbe gbogbo inira nibe wa ma ronu re wakati kan odun kan ogorun odun egberun odun billion odun ko wa nibe titi ayeraye ni eleyi ni yo mu fi gbogbo nti o ba gba fun lati le wo ilu orun na.
If the Lord should tell us now that there's no Bible study, no more Bible study, no more service, no more retreat, the time is up now, everybody appear before the judgment seat of God, where will you be?
Ti olorun ba so fun wa wi pe o to ge bayi ko se ko bibeli mo ko si ipagbo mo ko si ipade kankan mo gbogbo wa bayi bangalodi orun nibo ni wa wa.
If the trumpet shall sound now,
kati e ni pe
as I hear on the pulpit,
ni mo se wa lori
aja wa. If the Lord said this is the last message,
ti oluwa ni iwa
to be ipo. Come over onto the other side,
o to ma bo loke
lo, come and tell me everything that has happened.
Wa so gbogbo nkan
te le fun, private life, public life, open life, external life, hidden life, come and show me everything.
Gbogbo igbe aye re ni gbangba ni koro ni yewu ati ni oju gbe gbangba.
Where would I be?
Nibo le mi go wa.
If the Lord shall call you now,
ko oluwa ba ma
se bayi. Going to church, paying tithe, giving offering, going for retreat, doing evangelism, going to pray, doing deliverance, healing the sick, that's enough. Well, tell me, come and tell me what you have done. Have you followed peace with all men? Are you fighting with everybody around? Are you the one that setting quarrels for every day? Are you following this holiness? This holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for only they shall see the Lord. The question is, where will you be on that day? You are with us tonight. Will you be with us in heaven? Will you be with Jesus in heaven? Will you be there on that day? Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Why don't you stand up and tell the Lord? Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Open your heart to the Lord. Do you have it? Do you know the Lord? Do you follow peace with all men? Are you holy? Are you pure? Are you righteous? Are you consecrated? Are you devoted? Is your heart clean? Are you pure within? Are you pure without? Are you pure with women? Are you pure with men? Are you free from covetousness? Are you touching somebody's money? Are you faithful? Are you sincere? Are you honest? Are you doing something that you are doing in the presence of God? Are your hands clean? Is your heart clean? Are you pure within and pure without? If the Lord shall call you home now, are you ready to go with the Lord? Follow peace with all men. Pursue peace with all men. Run after peace with all men. Be at peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.